Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There'll be new rejoicing because there's no more sorrow, no more separation, no more sin, and no more sickness. Won't that be something? Well, then we find in verse number 5, a new reign, R-E-I-G-N. It says, "He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I will make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Now he's sitting upon the throne, and for eternity, Jesus Christ will reign in that new Jerusalem. That's going to be his home. During the millennium, he'll be in Jerusalem here on earth. But with this new, and we'll talk about it more next week, but that new Jerusalem ascends from heaven, it will be his home because there'll be no night there because Jesus Christ will be the light. You don't have to go into your mansion or rooms or wherever you have there in the new Jerusalem and flip on a light switch. You don't have to change light bulbs or ballast, you know. You won't have them because Jesus will be the light. And at the same time, just to stretch your mind, the rest of the world, there will still be a sun. We're talking about New Jerusalem. There'll be no night there. We'll get more about it next week about New Jerusalem. But around the world, there'll still be, are you following the sun and all of that and night? But in New Jerusalem, it'll always be day there, okay? It's interesting. But you see a new reign. He's going to sit on the throne. And I have a note here. You thought the millennial reign was something or would be something for 1,000 years. We can't even fathom what it's going to be like for eternity. I'm glad I'm going to be there. When he says, "I make all things new," I have that underlined in my Bible. What does the word "all" mean? Oh, you don't have to be a Greek scholar to know what that word "all" means. It means everything will be made new. It'll be made fresh, including no more sin nature. It will be eradicated from those people who enter. I won't talk about this. I have to move on. You know about those people who enter in the tribulation in their physical bodies. They live through the tribulations. Those who survive the tribulation period enter into the millennium in their physical bodies, and they'll live forever in their physical body because of the tree of life that we see in the millennium. And then we'll see in Revelation 22 that tree of life again that's there, and it was for the healing of the nations, where they're going to live forever in their physical body. At the same time, God will eradicate that sin nature from them. He gives them a clean heart, a pure heart. And so he makes all things new. There will be no more sin. I have another note here. Also, that there will be no more decay or rust or wearing out. Some of y'all buy these new cars. Notice this, some of y'all. I've had one new car in my life. One new car in my life. And it wasn't new very long. I parked it out there. It was years ago. It was a Jeep Cherokee Laredo. Man, we loved that little thing. And as our family grew, we had to leave that. And we got a Jeep. What do you get? Those big Grand Wagoneer. The worst vehicle we ever bought. Who said amen? It was terrible, man. Every time we go by a gas pump, you know, you'd have to stop. You know, there was no air conditioning back then. Didn't have rear air in the back, and the kids were hot. Anyway, we loved that little Jeep Cherokee Laredo. It wasn't long after we first bought brand spanking new. It smelled so nice. Yeah, you got that new car smell. We parked, I forget if it was Walmart or some parking lot somewhere, and I come out there, and somebody, I don't know if a key there or something, it scratched down the end. It was a pretty maroon car. Pretty maroon Jeep, and they'd somehow scratched down the side of that pretty Jeep. It wasn't new very long, you know. Well, in heaven, there'll be no more rust, no more decay, no more wearing out. Forever fresh and new. Forever fresh and new. We sing that song, "Never Grow Old." How true that's going to be. Let me make a just slow down for just a minute there. I believe that we will be at a mature age, even little babies maybe that have died, that in the new heavens and new earth, God gives them a new body. He's aborted babies, whatever, you just run the gamut. Old people who die, that God gives them a body. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 that basically that God gives them a body that pleases Him. We'll all be different. By the way, we're going to know each other in heaven. You often, will we know each other in heaven? Yeah. Why do you think we're going to be more stupider in heaven than we are here on earth? You know, when I see Kelly, hey, Brother Kelly, but he won't look like he is right now. By the way, we're going to have cognition. You know what cognition is? It's not recognition, it's cognition. When you see, you know that song about walking around, they're going to introduce me to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Nobody's got to introduce us to nobody. Nobody's going to say, hey, this is Abraham, this is Isaac, this is Jacob, this is someone. No, we're going to know them. We're going to have cognition. Okay, we're going to know who these people are. We're going to know each other in heaven. Brother Kelly's going to be better looking in heaven than he is now. Amen. He won't have to have those glasses no more. Okay? He can hear me better in heaven than he can now. And we'll probably be approximately about the age of 30. Again, that's debatable, but I believe that's that mature age. When Adam was created, he was created not as a child, not as a baby, but as a full-grown man. I believe about the age of 30. So many things you can run through there, and I won't go, but just a thought. Jesus began his ministry at the age of 30. David, when he became king, he became king at the age of 30. Joseph, when he became ruler of Egypt, he was 30 years old. We see that in the priests and the Levites, when they would begin their ministry and the priestly duties, they were at the age of 30. So there's something about that 30 years of age that's special in the economy of God. So most likely, again, the Bible does not say, but I think everything will be, and we will be forever young at about that age. Of course, age is irrelevant. I'm saying it's irrelevant. When you're talking for eternity, there won't be time in eternity. But just so you get the picture, there won't be a bunch of little, except for the naturalized order, who are going to have children, and they're going to have children. I'm talking about us as glorified people. We'll forever be forever young. For ages, people have been looking for the fountain of youth. Is that De Soto? What's that guy, that Spanish explorer? Who was that guy? Ponce de Leon. Yeah, he came looking for the fountain of youth. They thought they found it in Florida. Well, they ain't found it in Florida because it ain't here. You know, they got places, and these ladies are always buying stuff for their face, you know, and, you know, wrinkle stuff and make them look young again, you know, and they have these Botox things, you know. I'm going to get Botox one day just to get, I'm kidding. I'm starting to get wrinkles, you know, and get them wrinkles out. Why? We're growing old. But yet, in eternity, we will be forever young. What a thought. Anyway, there's that new reign. And then I want to get to verse number 6 and 7. We see a new reward. He said unto me, it is done. I have that underlined in my Bible. It is done. Mean never again. Never again will Jesus have to go to the cross of Calvary. Once and for all. Never again will there be any more sin. Never again. It is done. What God had started in the beginning, we think that God, that Satan came in there and kind of messed God's plan up. No, God had a perfect plan. I want to mention this in my Sunday morning message. Do you know God has never learned anything? He's all-knowing. He knows everything. So if God knows everything, that means there's nothing he don't know. Does that make sense to you? He's omniscient. Nothing has ever occurred to God. So it didn't catch God off guard when Satan came into the garden, when Adam fell. God didn't say, oh, I didn't see that one coming. He knew from before he created the foundations of this world. My friend, I'm going to mention this in my morning message. Before the foundations of the world was even created, he knew about me and you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.